love that song since it was new.
Same.
A couple minutes ago.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senor. How are you?
I am very well. You?
Yeah, you know, aces. Good. Sure. You know, all that kind of crap.
Coming up on the show today, the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog. They feature, you know, Christmas gifts that are in the range of $250,000 to, you know.
Cheap stuff.
$20 million. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Pick it up in the Hallmark.
If you have too much money, you can go through that.
Color me in.
Strange ways you met your significant other.
Oh, I like it.
A couple finds a creepy doll in their house. So we're going to take calls about weird, creepy things you found in your house.
Oh, nice.
We also have the Kings tickets. So we're going to do hockey or vodka.
Oh, sweet. I love that game. That's a rough game.
It is. It's difficult.
Yeah.
And the high-low game.
Yeah, it's up to 1,000. And it turned over in the last play. And
okay, so it's a brand new one.
$500 on the line with a gas card as well, if you just happen to hit it right out the gate.
That is coming up.
That's
first,
easy.
Do we have a Slash song?
Yeah, there's brand new Slash music in the world. His new album is called Four. It's him with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. I see you have your complimentary top hat on, Kevin.
As I do. I was watching. I came across Black or White last night.
Oh, nice. His little work like Michael
Slashes.
Jackson.
What? Now I remember that. Yes, of course.
The dude rules, man. And I used to like Team Coco all the way. I remember when he used to have that little Slash instead of a Slash and Coco mm-hmm. would when he would have a website up there.
I have interviewed him probably 6-7 times.
Yeah.
And just the nicest, funniest guy.
That's the impression everybody gets.
Yes, it's because it's real.
So the new album, this particular song from Four, is a kind of a live recording. They wanted to get away from the overdubbing sort of thing. So all the instruments you're going to hear in this, they actually played whilst the singing was going on live. Pretty damn cool. It's called River is Rising. New stuff from Slash on KLOS.
Foo Fighters on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Keanu Reeves is a interesting guy.
He really is, and I cannot wait for the next Matrix movie.
Same.
It looks good.
Same, but I sort of feel like I need to catch up. Have there been three?
Yeah, but I don't know that you really do. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
I sort of feel like I should.
Yeah, no, I think
to, but I don't know that I have three movies in me
right
to catch up.
I would definitely do the first one again, and I'd love to see that on a huge screen before, but I can
agree
on the other one. You know.
Yeah.
I think we'll catch up in the film when it happens.
He's sort of known for being kind to people.
Yeah, I hear that.
He expressed gratitude to his stunt team on John Wick Chapter 4. He gave each member of the crew a personalized Rolex Submariner watch.
Wow. Damn.
At a rap dinner in Paris over the weekend.
Wow.
His stuntmen were named Bruce Concepcion, Jeremy Marinas, Dave Camarillo and Lee Kwong, and he added a personal touch to the watches, which is a photo on the back that read John Wick 5, Jeremy, thank you, Keanu, JW4 2021.
Damn, that is cool.
Does that make it harder to sell, though? If you want to part with that?
Yeah, I suppose the right person would really pony up for that.
Maybe it'll make it more.
Yeah.
Give you more money.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
In 2019, he was shooting Bill and Ted Face the Music in Louisiana, and he saw a sign in the front yard that read, "You're breathtaking," which was a reference to Reeves calling a gaming convention audience breathtaking.
Hmm.
So he stopped and pulled over and knocked on the door and said,
Keanu Reeves calling.
You want some pictures? And they were like, yes.
I have a blue pill for you, too, and a red pill, whichever one you want.
This is where it could get bad, though. Earlier that year, his flight from San Francisco to Los Angeles made an emergency landing in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And he entered.
No offense, Bakersfield.
He entered. Yeah. Offense. He entertained fellow passengers with fun facts about Bakersfield. So maybe he's not so nice. And played Bakersfield sound music for everyone in the van.
This sounds like something Greg Behar will be totally on board with.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, the other three stories are great. That one, not so great.
That one's just straight up torture.
How many great fun facts are there about Bakersfield?
Zero?
Yeah.
A minus 10.
Correct, yes. So anyway, good dude. Good to see every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
We never have gifts for our guests or anything.
Oh, hell no.
We should.
Yeah, we should. Let's start buying them Rolexes.
Let's get a stick of gum.
Oh, okay.
It'll just sit there until we get another guest. Have you thought about what you're going to get me for Christmas?
Oh, of course, man. That's all I'm thinking about. The list is huge.
Monday being November already.
I know. We're right around the corner.
So you should start thinking about that. That's all
I'm saying. Start.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Neiman Marcus has released their 95th edition of their annual fantasy gift list.
That's why you left me this list. Mm-hmm. You want these.
Well,
no problem.
You could pick two of them. The most expensive thing they have this year is a 30.86 carat diamond.
30?
A 30-carat diamond.
Where are you going to wear that to?
I don't know. That's a great question. It seems like you would have to carry it around in like a shopping cart.
Yeah, a safe around your neck.
Yeah, I don't know. $6.1 million. If you're looking to spend that much on my gift.
You could build Steve Austin, the $6 million man for
you
that.
You could. That's true.
I could have a person running around looking far away for that kind of money.
I don't know what that
means. Remember, he had his eye that you could see along.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another
come in
reference.
Handy.
Okay, gotcha. The second priciest on the list is the $395,000 private party for 20 on the stage of the Apollo Theater, complete with a Roaring Twenties theme.
Oh, my God. That's what I want in New York City. That's the best venue
wait,
ever.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do on that.
I thought you were making fun of it.
Hell no. That's awesome.
$395,000.
Some of the best shows I've seen were at that place.
At the Apollo Theater?
Venue. Yeah, in New York and in Harlem. It's amazing. That's crazy.
You want that one?
I do.
All right.
I would do that one.
Consider it done.
Thanks.
Two of the Fantasy Islands have eco-friendly twist, a $345,000 sustainability-focused shopping experience, along with $285,000 customized fully electric Hummer truck. So
wow.
I just want to get this straight.
Yeah.
They're throwing in a $285,000 Hummer truck.
Oh, we'll throw in this truck. What the hell? You know, it's got to sweeten the pot a little. That's not...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, of all the Christmas presents and birthday presents and whatever that you've given, that you've gotten,
mm-hmm.
that your family has given
right,
and gotten,
right.
it doesn't even come close to even the
no,
one
of course not.
Add
of
it
course
all
not.
Up. Gosh, that's just sad.
A 3-day luxury ski trip for six to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Cost $235,000.
What costs so much there?
Well, I will tell you.
Okay.
It includes a day on the slopes with Olympian Lindsey Vonn.
Oh, all right.
You may not know who that is.
That's pretty cool.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Wait, so just the day on the slopes?
Yes, that's all.
Nothing else?
Correct, yeah. Of course.
I don't know, man.
Take a luxury tour of Portugal and bring home custom porcelain dinnerware for $80,000.
Who cares?
Who wants $80,000 worth of plates?
You know, it'd be kind of fun is to accidentally drop those. Oops!
Crash. Oh, man, Oops. They all broke. I'm so sorry.
Oops. Crash.
The least expensive fantasy gift is a family trip to London. the chance for your kid to have a book written about them.
Oh, my God!
That's the least expensive in the fantasy gift category.
Book!
I don't know.
Wow.
Doesn't say who writes the book.
I'm sure it's actually probably pretty quality, though.
J.K. Rowling, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So you can pick any of those, any two of those.
Okay.
And I'll be good.
All right. The top two. No, actually, the number one.
So
number
you want
one.
$6.1 million heart-shaped diamond.
Twice.
That's
I want
30 carats.
Two of those. So I want 60-some carats. Please.
Oh, I thought I was asking you for gifts in this.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not what anybody heard.
Two of the diamonds.
Yes, please. Thank
you, get
please.
Right on that.
We were just saying what nice guys those are. Live, those fellas.
Yes.
That is I Alone Live.
But would you recognize them on the street?
No idea what
I would not
like.
Either.
No. I've even hung out with them like backstage in one of our shows for a nice little while, and they were super nice. And I have no
is
idea.
Is that blurry faces?
Just blurry faces, yeah.
See?
Of course, that's true with most people.
Let's give away $1,000, shall we?
Yeah!
We have our KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It is $1,000. This is we're resetting now. We're starting from scratch.
We got a brand new number.
Number between 0 and 95. And if you get it right, you also get a $500 gift card for gasoline.
Yeah, because if we can hit that nail on the head right out the gate, we're impressed.
So that'll get you like 2 gallons the way it is now. And you also get to automatically win Volbeat and Ghost tickets at Honda Center March 3rd.
Yeah, if you're caller 13, you're definitely going to that show.
818-955 KLOS. Good luck. Time for our high-low game. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Linda from San Bernardino.
Hi, Linda from San Bernardino. You are caller 13.
No way. I gave it a shot. I can never get through.
Oh, well, this is the wrong time to claim that,
Yay.
As you just got through.
Yeah. But it's the right time to call because we're actually restarting our precious little game, which means if you hit it on the head, you get that extra $500 gift card besides the $1,000.
All right, let's give it a try.
Between 0 and 95, what is your guess?
All right, I'll go with 65.
65. 65, yeah. According to the motherboard here at KLOS, is...
Yes.
Too low. Look at that, we're all excited. And damn it. But you for sure win tickets. You're going to go to the little...
Which Volbeat and Ghost.
That's right.
At Honda Center March 3rd. You can buy those tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but Linda gets them for free.
All right. That's awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, it's my pleasure that I got through. I'm happy.
Oh! The end.
Wow, that was a shock. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have your four-pack of tickets for the LA Kings coming up this hour.
Oh, that's right. Between now and 5, we got a little game we're going to play with everybody for
correct.
That, right?
Nice. Yes. Do not call now on that, though.
Nope.
We are going to ask you to call. People are sharing the unusual ways they met their significant other.
Ah.
Unusual ways that they met their significant other. A friend of mine met his wife on a roller coaster.
Oh, was she vomiting?
They were both in parties of three. How do you know that?
Because that's hilarious.
They were both in parties of three and decided to be the odd one out, so they got seated together.
Oh, nice. Okay.
After the ride, she ran to the trash because she thought she was going to throw up. And I doubt this, but he ran after her and grabbed her hair.
Oh, no, I believe it.
You do?
Yeah, I believe it. Some people are nice that way. Not me.
I mean, you're dealing with the throw up on the when you just
right?
met.
Well, clearly,
3 minutes before
you're going to be able to put up with some serious crap. Ooh. If stuff falls apart.
They'll be married for 12 years this year.
Ah, that's cool.
I met my husband at a laundromat. This is one of those stories where the guy comes in, she finds him attractive, he has no idea what he's doing, she helps.
Wow, okay.
She lives nearby, he walks her home.
I thought you were going to say, like, he didn't have any clothes, so he stripped off and all his clothes and washed those, too.
That happens a lot.
I don't know, yeah. I mean, I used to do it all the time.
This is my favorite, because I'll tell you the story. We met at a YouTube comment fight. Can you imagine?
That's modern.
In 2008, arguing over Fallout Boy and whether they were better than My Chemical Romance.
It's a moot point. They're equal ish in their own
way. No, they're not. Yeah. My Chemical Romance is so much better.
Blah.
He was from Peru. She was in North America. So we ended up having a long distance relationship, and then they ended up getting married as well.
That's cool. That's weird. So they were fighting each other on first, but they've gotten past their differences.
I suppose
so. Screamo and moved on. That's nice.
My now husband and I met at a Halloween costume party for dogs.
I was going to say that's for me, but then you get the dog bit in there.
Dogs.
No.
We've been married almost 2 years, expecting our first child.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
And we met on Craigslist. Seriously.
Oh, that's a dangerous couple.
I posted
right
for a friend with benefit and got no response. About a month later, I wrote a new post and got one reply. We emailed and then DM'd for a couple of weeks before we talked on the phone, deciding to meet for dinner. She told me she'd only ever considered replying to one other guy a month earlier, and it was his first ad.
Interesting.
Super weird.
Yeah, very weird. Yeah.
So you...
Well, I wonder if it's like Craigslist. What kind of... I've never looked at those personal ads. Like, what, I mean, how do they write those?
I wouldn't take... I mean, friends with benefits.
Right, exactly. I mean, so just right out the gate.
No, I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Craigslist to me is a giant scam.
You
can get scammed on there. It just seems like it wouldn't work.
I know a lot of people have had trouble with it, that's for sure.
But it worked for them.
People. Yeah, good for them. That's cool.
818-955-KLOS. If you met your significant other in a strange way, one last story. We met at an old movie theater I worked at in high school.
Nice.
It was a busy night. I was working at the counter with only one other person. We were in the back when a customer walked up. Neither of us wanted to help him, so we played rock, paper, scissors. And I lost. The guy was just getting a popcorn refill, but we hit it off chatting.
Huh.
We talked through the whole movie, changed phone numbers, and became
significant others. Yeah, that's nice. Wow, that's cool.
Because she lost at rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
So 818-955-KLOS if you have a story of the strange way you met your significant other. What was that in your mouth?
What? Excuse me? What was that? What are you talking about?
Give me a heads up.
You always are on a high alert,
on
sir.
That. Strange ways that you met your significant other. You have one?
Me and my girl have been together for almost 5 years now, and we met at a cemetery.
A cemetery! Ding, 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 ding.
Now, were you there at midnight, like having dinner, or were you there for a funeral?
No. Just to celebrate a good person in music history.
Who?
Stereo.
Bradley Nowell.
Oh, okay.
No right kidding.
On. So you're both Sublime fans.
And she was there at the same time.
Yeah, and we met in his old band and just hit it off from there, and we've been together ever since.
Nice.
That is cool. How long ago was that?
Almost 5 years ago.
I love a cemetery story.
Right?
That is awesome. Dude, thank you for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
I met her through her sister-in-law, I guess you'd say, but her deceased husband, I used to date his sister. That was how long ago?
You're asking her.
42 years, yes.
Wow. I couldn't follow that if you ran it by me three more times.
So you were the father-in-law of the sister who was your brother, and then you guys hooked up when he died.
No, I was.
Oh, I thought I had that.
I used to go out with her old husband.
You went out with her old husband? Wow, cool.
Her dad. I used to date her deceased husband.
You used to date her deceased husband.
Her deceased husband?
That's all right, weird. Listen, we're going to have to move on because...
818-955-KLOS. How did you meet your significant other?
And it's like trying to do a math problem with that guy.
Screaming Trees from 1992 nearly lost you. Don't do that. Why would you do that weird noise?
You just did that.
I didn't.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about strange ways that you met your significant other.
Yeah, I met my wife in a hot tub.
In a hot tub where?
Was it a time machine?
No, it was not a time machine, unfortunately, but at a friend's house. But the weird part of it was this girl who I tried to meet.
Mm-hmm.
I found out she worked at a Save-On or whatever, went through her line, tried to strike up a conversation. She would not give me the time of day. Flash forward about 3 months, over to Buddy's house. He's having a little barbecue get-together. And she shows up, and we're sitting in a hot tub when I finally recognize her and strike up the conversation with the "haven't I met you somewhere before" line. And we've been married now for 33 years.
Wow.
Nice. Wow, very cool.
All right.
Yeah.
So, worked out good.
Sure weren't nice when I came through the line at the grocery store.
No, it did not work that time, that's for sure.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
We met on Halloween 33 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was dressed as a skunk. He was dressed as a Sinbad. And I was with somebody else.
And you were what?
On a date with somebody else.
Oh. You were on a date with someone else.
Yeah.
Mm.
Was it a French cat that you were on a date with as a skunk?
F*** you.
How dare you?
Pepe Le Pew.
Come on, Sluggo, for God's sake. You have to try.
Pepe Le Pew is
the best. You have to at least try. Come on.
How long have you guys been together now? Screw that, I ain't trying.
33 years.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Do you ever dress up as a skunk still?
Stop it.
I'm sorry about Kevin's harsh language, ma'am. I know you're not used to that sort of thing.
I love it.
Right on, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Strange ways you met your significant other.
She worked at a dental office, and while she was taking my x-rays, I said, usually when a woman's got her fingers in my mouth, that's foreplay.
Did you really?
That's a pretty good line.
That's a great line.
Did she find it funny?
We've been together 16 years, married for 10.
Hell, you know, you got to take that chance.
You can tell on a line like that, if she laughs, she's your people.
Right.
And if she doesn't, she's not your people anyway,
and
so you're
who
good.
Cares? Yeah.
Right. Well done.
You just bite her if she doesn't laugh.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 4 tickets to celebrate Dia de los Muertos.
I think that's well said, but I can't really say for sure.
It's flawless. With the LA Kings this Saturday night, October 30th.
That is so cool. 4 packs of tickets.
I said Saturday night. It's 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon.
That's close enough. It's night somewhere.
As the Kings face the Montreal Canadiens, we're going to make you play a game, hockey or vodka.
I love this game.
So you call up, I read a name, and you can tell me if it's a vodka brand or if it's a hockey player.
You know, you'd think I would do better at this since vodka, at this point in time, is my drink of choice.
I tried to pick ones that aren't easy.
Yeah, you do a good job of
we'll
that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. If you'd like to play, call now.
So caller 13?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Call now.
We have 4 tickets to celebrate Dia de los Muertos with the LA Kings this Saturday, October 30th at 1 p.m. as they face the Montreal Canadiens.
And where can everybody else get their tickets?
You can go to lakings.com/Dia de los Muertos. To get your tickets.
Right on. Or you can win them from us right this second.
We are playing hockey or vodka. KLOS, who is this?
This is Michael.
Michael, are you ready to play hockey or vodka?
Yes, I am.
Because you want to go see the Kings game, right, this Saturday?
This Saturday, the Kings are celebrating Dia de los Muertos.
Well said.
Thank you. At 1 p.m., and they play the Montreal Canadiens. And to go into the drawing, I'm going to read a name. You tell me if it's the name of a vodka or a hockey player.
Got it.
I might not do them all well. I will do my best.
How many does he have to get it right?
He just
to
has
win the tickets.
Well, he only has one question, and if he gets it right, he goes into the drawing, and then
wow, this is
with
confusing.
Other people. Oh. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
You just put him on hold if he gets it right, and hang up if he gets it right, if he gets it wrong.
Okay. Oh, okay. I might be able to hang up on you, dude.
Stolichnaya. Stolichnaya.
Hockey player or vodka?
Hockey player.
I'm sorry, that's vodka.
I was going to say, I really wanted to say. Mm. I got to hang up on him. That was cool. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Kim.
Tim, you ready to play hockey or vodka?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, I'm going to read a name. You tell me if it's a vodka or a hockey player. Svedka. Svedka.
Hockey.
Is a vodka.
Oh, dude.
Sorry.
Wow. I was, again, thinking, I want this. I'm just thinking vodka. That's all. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
You tell me. Who am I? Am I the 13th caller?
No, you're like 15.
No, but we're
answer
playing
our damn question,
we're
sir.
We're playing a game, and we're in charge here, man.
Yeah.
you fool me.
Who is this?
My name is James.
All right, I hope you don't win, James. All right, here's the name. It's either a vodka or a hockey player. Tretiak. Tretiak.
That sounds like a hockey player.
That is a hockey player.
I thought so. So we're going to put you on hold, and I'm still not sure why. Hi, Kayla.
Because if somebody else gets it right, then we have to do a drawing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who are you?
Don.
Don, you want to play hockey or vodka player?
Sure. No problem. Yeah.
All right. Cool. You ready?
Yeah.
Stolnaya. Stolnaya.
Hockey player.
Vodka. Sorry.
Oh. Dang.
Oh, man. Oh,
no. Sorry.
All
right. Need one more, and if he doesn't get it right, then the other
that
guy
first
wins.
Guy that we should hang up on by accident, but we're not going to because
he's
going
to win.
Play fairly. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hello.
This is Chad.
Chad, this coming Saturday, the hockey game at 1 p.m. Is the Kings game. Can people buy tickets? Where can they buy tickets?
Yeah, they can get tickets at lakings.com/Dia de los Muertos.
But you don't have to if you can tell us it's a hockey player or a vodka. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's Kevin with your question.
Casper.
Come on!
I told you I was going to have a difficult time. Casperitis.
Casperitis? I'm going to say hockey.
That is a hockey player.
Uh-oh. All right, so it's a draw.
Nicely
done. It's a little fight off or something, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll put them both on, and I don't know how to do this, really. So
you don't know how to put them on hold?
No, I think we got them both. Hi, hello? Okay.
Hello. This is...
You're both there.
Okay, this is hilarious because I wrote down the guests, but I didn't write down their names.
What are your names again?
It was the first guy that we didn't want to win.
Yeah, James,
you won the drawing.
Are you James?
I'm James.
Okay, yeah. James, you won.
Well, all right then.
And not Chad?
Oh, Chad.
Who was the first one?
James. James was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then James
Sorry,
won.
Chad. Oh. Do you have anything to say to James, Chad?
Looking for a date?
Like congratulations, Jim.
Oh, that's nice. That's not the hockey spirit.
Did I punch him in the face?
Now you're talking.
Drop the gloves, dude. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Cheers.
We have our high-low game coming up this hour.
Yeah. It's up to $1,100 now. And the last guess was 65. That was a low number that they guessed.
Correct.
So good luck with that.
Don't call on that now. We're going to do it a little bit later.
Yep.
Right now, we're going to talk to you if you found something creepy in your house. And this is based on a UK man who made a shocking discovery inside the wall of his new house.
Oh, okay.
Inside the wall.
Oh, that's, wow. All right.
Thank you for freeing me, reads the note.
Whoa!
On a little doll.
Thank you for freeing me.
Yes.
Okay. How old is this house?
I love this story because it's Halloween time.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we're going to ask for scary things that you found in your house.
This doesn't belong in this house. Where did this come from?
It was, I believe this note came from 1961.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So maybe other families had lived there, but this guy
busted out the wall.
Yes, and found a little a hideous doll.
Nice.
And this
awesome.
Is what the note says. My original owners lived in this house in 1961.
Nice.
I didn't like them, so they had to go. How great is that?
That is awesome.
All they did was sing and be merry. It was all sickening. Stabbing was my choice of death for them.
Damn.
Stabbing was my choice of death for them.
And you said it's like a really ugly doll?
Yes.
Freaky little
thing? A freaky doll.
Oh, that is so cool.
All they did was sing and be merry. It was sickening.
I hear that. Cheerfulness.
Stabbing was my choice of death for them. And then it ends by saying, so I hope you have knives. That's fantastic.
Wow, you know, I would laugh my ass off if I busted out a wall and something had been there for 50 years that. But there are other people who would lose their minds over finding
that. P.S. Hope you sleep well. Put it on there.
That is a hell of a prank. And they don't even unless they're watching the news even now, all these years later, they have no idea that it finally paid off.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, they must have been, well, they were killed that night by the doll. So,
well, yeah. Well, I mean, sorry, when the doll crawled in and was sitting there laughing this whole time. Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you found something creepy in your house.
Something that wasn't supposed to be there.
The creepier, the better.
Yes, please.
If you don't understand it, great. If it's threatening, better.
Oh, yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. We were talking about a UK man that found a doll inside his walls.
This is one of my favorite stories in a long time. I love this.
And the doll was holding a note. Thank you for freeing me. My original owners lived in this house in 1961. I didn't like them, so they had to go. All they did was sing and be merry. It was sickening.
Yeah.
Stabbing was my choice of death for them. I hope you have knives.
Oh, my God. You find this doll in your wall.
Hope you sleep well.
That is awesome.
So we're talking about scary things that you found at your house. You have one?
A pink bone when I dug it out of a backyard.
A pink bone?
Yes.
What kind of bone? Do you know?
Pink.
I have no idea.
Oh, one of pink bones.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
It was like half chewed up. Because when we first moved into our house, like this was like 20 years ago, mm-hmm. we were digging up, like planting stuff, and then all of a sudden we see like a pink bone like buried, and it's like...
Did it look like a femur? No,
I think so.
Yes.
Did you eat it?
What?
I don't know. I
can't eat a bone.
He's going weirder down the line. Oh, you could. You can crush that sucker up and put it into...
It depends on his jaw strength.
I guess so, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
So, my wife and I have three girls, and when they were little, my wife would always go all out for the tooth fairy when any of them lost a tooth.
Right.
One of the girls had lost a tooth during the day, so they go to sleep. We put a little bit of money under their pillow, and my wife, going all out, she sprinkles some glittery pixie dust from the windowsill all the way across the floor to the foot of the bed.
That's pretty clever. Yeah.
That's very creative.
It's really cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we go to bed. We're woke up in the morning. The girls are all laughing and giggling and carry on because the daughter of the lost tooth got money on her pillow. So we both walk in there, you know, see what's going on and join the festivities. And I look down in the pixie dust halfway across the room is a full-size adult molar, roots and all.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. A full-size adult tooth was in the pixie dust on the floor, and neither one of us have any explanation as to where the hell it came from.
You don't think your wife is just pranking you all this time?
Yes, I don't think so, because if anybody was to prank anybody, it'd be me.
Right, right.
Did you check her mouth?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funky.
I love
that. That's a good one, man. That is weird.
That's strong.
It was a bizarre one.
What'd you do with it?
We threw it as far as I could throw it.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's great, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What weird thing did you find in here?
Yeah. That is great.
Man, I'm loving that. That is really good news. Slash, brand new stuff from Slash. River is rising. And thanks to him for getting that to us here at KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about scary or creepy things that you found in your house. You have one?
Yes, we have a ghost in our house, and lots of things happen, like pictures jumping off the walls. And I heard a loud crash a couple weeks ago, and I went in the garage because that's where it came from, and it was the ice chest tipped over with beers around it, and we didn't put the ice chest away with beers in it.
There were no beers in it when you put it away?
There were no beers in it. We put it on the shelves in it.
Listen, the ghost needs cold beer.
Do you have any idea who lived there before?
No.
Satan?
Right on. Thanks for calling. That's very odd.
KLOS, hello.
I wonder if you can drink beer in the afterlife. Hello, KLOS.
Good question. And what beer would it be?
That's a good question. Lava. Lava beer.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You guys talking about weird things?
Yes, scary things you found in your house. Or creepy.
Well, it wasn't exactly scary. I actually found a dildo in an attic accident.
That's not creepy. That's just...
That's just somebody having fun in the attic.
That's just weird.
I have some questions, but I guess I won't.
Nope.
But thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
I found something not so scary, but gross.
Gross.
We like gross.
All right, let's
go with that. Sure.
All right, I moved into an apartment in Santa Monica, and in the bathroom, there was a shelf that was about a foot from the ceiling, and I was reaching up there cleaning it out, and I pulled out about a 12-inch long pink dildo.
Two in a row. Did you say 12 inches?
Yeah, it was long and wiggly.
Wiggly. Is there any chance that the dildo was haunted?
Absolutely. What,
did you think it was a ghost dildo? It's time to give away some money.
Do it. Win this money.
Take KLOS it from us. High-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. We're at $1,100 now, a number between 0 and 95. And the last guess was 65, and it was too low.
Too low. So go higher than 65. And if you're caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, you also win some neat stuff. Volbeat and Ghost
and
tickets.
Ghost at Honda Center March 3rd. And you can buy tickets for that at Ticketmaster.com. Or you can win them.
Yeah, right now.
At 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
The High Low Game KLOS. Who's this?
Marina.
Marina, your caller 13.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
You got the fast clap.
Oh my goodness.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So you already won the Volbeat and Ghost tickets for when they play Honda Center March 3rd. But you can play now in the KLOS High Low Game. It's worth $1,100. Okay. It's a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 65, and it was too low.
65 was too low.
Too low, yeah. So what do you got for us?
72
turns out to be too damn low.
Too low as well.
Wow.
72.
Interesting. It's always interesting to watch it like move and up and blah, blah, blah. But not for you. But nonetheless, you are going to Volbeat. You win.
Awesome. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned.
What did we learn today?
On the Kevin and Sluggo Show, if you're looking to spend $395,000 for Christmas.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Neiman Marcus Holiday Catalog can hook you up with a private party for 20 on the stage of the legendary Apollo Theater.
I'm actually in for that. And it's a 20s
complete
costume party, right?
With a roaring 20s theme.
Bring it. I love that idea. Please,
so you have
Kevin.
$395,000?
You do. You're getting that from me. You promised.
I have that in my pocket. We were talking about strange ways you met your significant other, and one couple called in and said they met in a cemetery.
I love that. That's awesome.
Of Bradley Knoll.
Yeah. Hanging out and listening to some Sublime amongst the dead.
So at least you know you have the same musical taste.
Yeah.
And if you find a creepy doll behind a wall in your house and the creepy note promising to kill you, burn that mother to the ground.
All right, I'm going to go home and burn the mother to the ground.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Pretty major day in rock. On this day in rock in 1962, the Rolling Stones recorded their very first demos in London at Curly Clayton Studios. Wow, amazing. It was on this day in rock in 1970 when Black Sabbath began their first ever U.S. tour. Any chance you were at the Universal Amphitheater on this day in rock in 1979? Elton John was there and he collapsed on stage from what scientists call exhaustion.